doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Threedom.
Did you say boop?
No.
Did you say boop?
Somebody said boop.
Someone said boop.
Did you say boop?
Did you say boop? Someone said boop, and we're not leaving until we get to the bottom of this.
It's going to be a silly day today.
Welcome to Threedom.
Welcome to Threedom.
It's a silly day. We're goofing around, as Lawrence Waterball ball says. Lawrence Ball ball.
You're my water ball.
I drink water out of a ball. I take a squishy Nerf soccer ball. I get it soaking wet, and then I
string it out over your mouth.
Into my mouth.
It is sopping. It's heavy as hell.
It's a billion pounds, and it is changing shape.
Did you ever be in a pool?
Did you ever be in a pool?
and get the...
Who said that?
Did you say boop?
Who said boop?
Did you say the boop?
And get the Nerf ball sopping wet and then hit someone in the face with it and it hurts really bad.
I actually didn't do that.
No!
That's really mean.
That's terrible.
Sorry, you're an asshole?
I'm not saying I did it exclusively. I'm saying when I was young, that seemed to be a thing that everyone did.
I was the only one who ever did this.
Exclusively.
Now, I flipped this over, this hourglass. Then you flipped it back, and I want to know why.
Well, I thought that we would flip it in order to time how we were doing on the episode.
But
and I thought
so...
that you flipped it too early. So was, I was trying to get
it. But so now it's like, okay, 5 minutes, and then we'll flip it back.
Yeah. So every 5 minutes, flip it back. And then at the end, we'll know how many 5 minutes have gone by.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Thank you.
Is it really an hour?
I didn't say boop. Did you say boop?
Are these inherently an hour?
It depends on how much sand is in.
Are these intrinsically an hour? One looks like an hour to me.
It looks like an hour.
Feels like.
Smells like.
Sounds like.
I think there are hourglass size that are a day.
And there are some that are a minute.
A day?
Yeah, don't you
How
think?
How big would that be? That would
There's
be big.
From the ones from the board games are a minute, dude.
So it would be
a minute like, glass.
There should be an
so
hour.
60 times that, then 24 times that.
There should be an hourglass. It's just one grain of sand, but it's on a time release thing where after an hour, the platform that it's on.
It just drops out.
And it just one.
It's like on Ellen's Game of Games.
Okay, on Ellen's Game of Games.
We've talked about this 8 times.
Have we?
Who's Ellen?
Ellen's Game of Games?
Who is Ellen?
Do they fall far? Because there's a shadow flying
they don't.
In the air. You've told me they don't. I asked you at least twice on this program.
Okay. You know, and I
but who's
I,
Ellen?
I DeGeneres? Think I boop.
Did you say boop?
I didn't say boop.
Boop. No,
you said boop.
I did not say boop.
Oh my God. Boop.
Oh,
Ellen's Game of Games.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She's also producing a new show starring Dex and Kristen.
Oh, thank God.
And they are doing a games with families.
I think it's...
Or something.
The Manson family?
It's done? Yeah. Oh, I saw one episode of it. I don't know.
Oh.
The Manson family makes the Addams family...
Look like the...
Sly and the Family Stone.
The Walton family.
Sly and the
Family Stone. I had a friend who was on a game show years ago.
Congratulations, Paul!
For having a friend who went on TV. There's,
this person was on.
I don't have friends that aren't on TV.
That's probably true, right?
It probably
did. Did you say boop?
I didn't say boop.
This is my friend Annie Savage from the Thrilling Adventure.
Oh, yes.
I've met her.
She was on a game show?
She was on a game show. This is years ago. And she was eliminated at one point and she fell through a fucking trapdoor.
Wait a minute.
What
is
this show?
Shocking.
We must have talked about this.
No,
because
we didn't talk about this.
Because I dated a woman who was on that very same game show, I believe.
What show was it?
I think it was called Trapdoor.
I don't know. It was on Game Show Network.
You're lying?
I'm lying. Boop. Boop.
And we haven't talked about this because it was crazy.
You dated a girl. We've talked about
that. We've talked about that for sure.
20 years ago.
We've talked about that.
At least. Yes. And we...
I should hope so. You've been with Kulop the entire time.
But it was a thing where they fall through the floor and they just fall.
Legends
like,
of the Hidden Temple. It's a Nickelodeon show. You guys wouldn't get it. Fuck it.
What? How do you know I wouldn't get it?
Sorry. Do we need Mary
over.
Here?
I glazed over because you spoke. Anyway.
Because any woman spoke.
I can't hear women.
I have auditory processing issues where if you're a woman, I can't hear you.
But yeah, they only fall like 4 feet.
Yeah.
But it's,
that's pretty
big,
far.
It is far.
Or maybe two.
Have you ever done a trust fall?
They fall into a shopping cart and it hurts.
And then they're on Supermarket Sweep and Leslie Jones is pushing around and she's
that's
screaming.
Right. Because they can't move.
Is that what she does on that show? Pushes everyone around?
No. Boop. Wait, have you guys ever, whatever I just asked?
I don't know.
Look, I need you guys to keep track of what I'm saying because I can't do it.
Have you ever done a trust fall?
Oh.
And no, I'm not going to suggest we do one now.
I think we're never doing that.
I would never trust.
It seems like something that you do when you're in elementary school.
We did in high school. We had to stand up on this like really tall storage thing that was like probably 5 feet tall.
No.
And stand up on it. And then everyone would put their hands interlocking like in two rows. You
that
know?
Seems
that's
you
more
fall
than a trust fall.
Back. I know,
that seems too dangerous.
That was my class called Adventure Ed, and we had a wall, like a rock climbing wall in my school, and you could climb. You'd climb the wall, which was really scary, and then we went on a
were
rock
you tethered
climbing
to
trip.
Something?
Yeah, it was all like, okay. Yeah, I learned all that
I
stuff.
I beg your pardon?
And we had a, I forgot about this. There was a, like... what do you call it? Obstacle course in the sky?
Heaven?
The solar system.
Watch out for that Pluto.
There was a very tall gymnasium. This was where my Adventure Ed class was. And
did you say Adventure Ed?
Yes.
Oh my
There's
God.
A very tall gymnasium.
And I suppose everybody got a trophy.
Gymnasium in the
There's
sky.
There's a gymnasium? There's a very tall gymnasium in the
sky. It's really like a rock climbing class. But then you would do these trust exercises because it was part of getting used to like climbing on the wall.
This sounds like a rich person's high school.
But it's public school.
Wait, but this is also
but
separate
in
from
a
the
rich
other
neighborhood.
Trust
no, but it's the only school in town.
In a rich town.
It's the only school in town, baby. But
it's
wait,
the
is
only
this a
public
separate,
school in town.
This, I'm talking.
Lauren.
Only high
Paul
school.
Paul is talking.
Only high school.
Was it? What? Was this separate? Was this trust fall separate from the one where you got on office equipment and fell down?
Yeah, the same class. But we then would, there was an exercise where you'd go up on this obstacle course that was hanging
the
from
sky.
The ceiling.
Yeah.
So it was like rope steps, you know, mm-hmm. you
rope
to go,
ladder.
And how then, far like, off the ground are you?
Pretty far. I'm not good at feet.
We did that at summer camp too. We were
12 feet at least.
Yeah, 12 feet up in the, like it was stretched between trees and stuff like
that.
Yeah.
And then you had to do it blindfolded.
No!
With a partner guiding you from below, telling you what
no,
to do.
No, this is not legal. Yeah. I'm sorry to inform you. Well, you've been crimed.
And then on this camping trip we went on where we went rock climbing, which was horrible for me. I hated it so much. But the camping trip was awful because we had to build our own tent with our little team of friends.
From scratch?
Yeah. I don't...
You had to process the material?
No, it was definitely a real temp. Something happened to mine. There was like a storm, and mine was called Slanty Town to begin with because we messed it up so much. then it was pouring rain, and I slept in the truck, the teacher's truck.
With the teacher?
No. He had all this...
With his arms wrapped around.
There was just piles
worry,
of wood.
Lord, what are you doing?
Wait,
piles of wood?
I'm remembering.
Hey, check out this pile of wood.
There were piles of logs or something in his truck bed. And I got in there with two of my friends and we slept on the wood soaking wet all night because we had gotten rained out of our tent and everyone else's tent was fine. They could sleep in it.
But wait. So you were sleeping... on top of the wood, but under what?
Truck top.
There was, okay. So it was a covered.
It was a back of a truck, but it wasn't a truck, like an empty open bed.
Okay. Got it.
Anyhow, bad times.
Bad time. And did you have to rock climb the next day or had you
that
already
was the
rock
last,
climbed?
That was the, it was only one night, I believe.
Did you? And I'm then, sorry. Did you say?
Boop. I didn't say poop.
Boop. I feel like Josh is adding these boosts in.
Are these in post?
Yeah. I'm listening back to the episode now, and I keep hearing these boops. Yeah.
But I'm not hearing them when we're talking.
No.
Me neither.
And we've all been asked and we've all answered that we have not said boop.
Because no one said
that
it.
I've boop. Said, whenever I said, did you say boop? It's me when I'm listening to it recorded later.
Me too.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
me too.
We put those in post.
Yes.
Okay, my school didn't have anything like that because we were just simple country folk.
Mm.
But we did have the parachute. And boy, when the parachute came out.
Oh, I love the parachute.
That's a great thing. What do you do with that again?
You put one of those red bouncy balls on it, and then you play some sort
Everyone
of game.
Everyone sits around holding a little piece of the parachute to keep it open. Then you bounce a ball, keep it up in the air, or when you were little, did you play this game where you would...
Stop pointing at me!
Where you would flap the parachute and then switch spots. Like some people.
Yes.
Could, yeah.
Where
so
people
you
go
crawl
under it.
And,
yeah.
And go to the other side. And then you get to the other side.
That sounds fun. Why don't we do that?
We should bring a three-person parachute.
Nice haircut. I already said you got a haircut, but did I say it's nice? I don't know, but it looks nice.
You did say it was nice.
Okay.
But thank you for saying it.
I don't know. I thought she walked in and just said, you got a haircut. That doesn't imply that it's nice or.
And I went, okay.
So that's the way you're going to go.
So
I guess I took it the wrong way.
That's what you did?
It is one of your nicer haircuts.
I guess I heard what I wanted to hear.
It's actually a really good haircut.
Thank you.
Was it a new person?
I'm also styling it differently.
Style it that way from now on.
No can do, Chief. This
really?
Is all you get. This is the one time.
It works, buddy. It's working.
And I like it.
And for the listener out there, you can see it in the picture.
Hell yeah. In fact, pause this right now. Take a look at this picture.
We're listening back anyway, so why don't you pause it? Did you say boop?
I did. I mean, I said pause.
I heard you say that.
Because I was saying pause the episode?
I heard a boop and I thought you said boop.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't
boop. Anyway, is there a problem with my muffins or are you guys going to finish
them? I had half of it.
We're on mic now.
You brought three muffins for four people. I thought it was rude.
One's for Josh. I already ate one inside.
Oh, three muffins for three people.
I emailed him and said he could have
a
muffin.
You emailed him a muffin? That's
God. I would love that though. If you could email muffins.
Hey, why don't we start playing Mafia on Facebook again?
Did you do
Mafia?
That?
Do you play Farmville?
No, I never did Farmville. I
Me
think
neither.
I did Mafia or something like Zombies. I think I did.
Oh my
like,
God, that sucked.
It got very irritating very quickly.
I think I did it for one millisecond and then there were too many alerts. That's our quote.
Yeah. That's our tagline.
It got very irritating. What?
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
There we go.
The New Yorker says.
It got very irritating.
Coming in at number 11, three dumb.
You know, they usually don't write bad reviews for podcasts. Have you noticed that?
Because there's so many
that they're trying to elevate, you know, ones that don't get a lot of, and saying
the
this
rest
one's good
pretending
or whatever.
Don't happen.
Back in the day, Bang Bang used to get bad reviews. Like, when they would review it every week.
There's not
like
the
AV Club and
podcasts.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you can't get bad reviews. I would love to see a bad three dumb review.
I would not love to see that. And
what?
If you're out there typing
probably go
one,
to iTunes.
That's true. Never look at that stuff.
I don't even know where it is.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you just can't.
All right.
So wait, I had half of this
drink
muffin.
Drink your ball.
I thought I was being kind.
Yeah.
Because I thought you brought three muffins for four people, and I was like,
so you're
I can't
like, so Lauren will eat the other half of that one.
Or I don't know how we were going to divvy
it
up, but I was like.
You didn't bite into it. You ripped it.
I ripped it, and
okay,
I was
it's
like.
It's for you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'll have that in between things.
Great.
If you know what I mean.
I just wanted to make sure they didn't taste like butt.
No, they. I mean, they taste like a butt if a butt tasted like a beautiful, delicious chocolate chip muffin, which sometimes it does.
Tastes like ass to me. Yeah, that's what I love. Oh, God.
Oh, no. You're corrupted.
So, Lauren, why are you out of town so much?
Okay, well.
We're taping this at 3 in the morning.
I know.
We picked Lauren up from the airport, and we started recording right away.
I went out of town for 2 weeks to do a movie in Georgia.
Oh, that's right. You're a movie star.
And then I did another movie in Georgia.
Yeah.
And
what?
Then I'm going to
two
do
Georgia
more
movies?
Of that movie.
Are you in a Marvel movie?
And then I'm going to do a short film.
Are you Daredevil? Are you
no,
in Walking
I'm
Dead
not.
The movie?
I don't know that I can say what it is, only because I don't know if there's a rule. Oh, I do know I signed an NDA for one of them.
Uh-huh.
The other one,
do not
which
resuscitate.
One? Cat chickpea. Yeah, so do not resuscitate the movie.
I had to sign a do not resuscitate because I'm in this movie.
It just made you make life choices.
Yeah, it was weird.
If I get hurt on set, please do not resuscitate me.
But my first trip with Holly was the first. We went for 2 weeks to Georgia.
How did she like it?
She did really well.
Holly is your friend?
Yeah, she's like this little tiny little friend that moved into my house. She's so small.
Is she the smallest roommate you've ever had?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your smallest roommate? Some 6'5".
We'll go around the table.
My smallest roommate of all time? Okay.
Of all time.
My other smallest roommate was named Amy.
How small was she?
She's probably 5'2".
Should we do roommate roundup?
Wow.
Let's do roommate roundup.
Yes. Wow. Whoa. Wow. This is incredible. We've stumbled across this.
We've
never done roommate roundup. Mm-hmm. I had roommates, of course.
Of course.
But who was the smallest before we get into the roundup?
Well, we should go through them one at a time and then we can.
Going way back? The smallest?
So we go through them one at a time and then we say who was the smallest at the end?
At the end, yeah. Oh, because I'm not going to be able to remember.
Let the audience decide who they think is
yes.
the smallest.
Yes. Well, from the way we described
guys,
them.
Guys, I gave mine away.
Yeah, so you're out.
All right.
Did you have any other roommates?
I had a lot of roommates.
Well, let's
should
go
we
through them.
Should okay. we go around in a circle and do the first roommate and then the second roommate of each person?
This could be a long game.
Let me ask you this.
We don't have to do it all right now.
Are we counting siblings?
No.
No.
We're not counting
it's
siblings.
Once you move out.
Are we canting Roma?
Canting.
Are we canting?
Are we decanting?
Counting romantic relationships?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, because that might be a great deal of the information we have.
Should we all do our first roommate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Paul, first roommate.
Her name was Lori.
Her name was Lori.
Right. Oh,
she was a showgirl.
Was this the older woman from The Bats in the Belfry?
Yes, that's right.
Is it?
That's correct.
Who was that? Refresh my
memory. He was dating an older woman.
This was my first serious girlfriend.
Yeah, you guys had sex.
We never made that shirt.
You never made that shirt?
We never made the shirt.
It's a shirt we got.
Oh, yeah, but you never made the shirt together, which is like when you both get in one shirt and fuck.
We made a shirt.
One big shirt.
Paul and I made a shirt the other night.
We buttoned it up. We never made the shirt. You know what I mean?
Let's get in our big shirt, honey.
He can only do it when we're in the big shirt.
I love clothes. Did you say boop?
Never. I don't think I've ever said it.
In your life?
In my life, yeah.
Well, I haven't either.
Yeah. All right, so first one was Lori from Hats in the Belfry.
I was from Hats in the Belfry. I hailed from Hats in the Belfry. She was from a place called The Last Wound Up, which was a wind-up toy store.
Are you from a TV show?
You guys just like eccentric
this
weirdos?
Sounds like you're both characters on Pushing Daisies, and I'm not just saying that because you were on that. I work at The Last Wound Up, I work at Hats in the Belfry.
Yeah. We only are in punny Philadelphia specialty stores.
Those were the two on the same street, by the way.
Well, that's too much.
They were on the same street?
They were on the same street.
Oh, my God.
Just a few blocks from each other.
Did you guys meet on the street?
Just about.
Did you meet on the street?
I saw her on the street. I'd never done anything like this before.
So you were like, you're making my tongue roll out, my eyes bug out.
Yeah, the top of my head flew off. Streamers came out.
I have dollar signs in my eyes.
Yeah. You need a COVID test.
Thanks for covering for me. It's nice and wet. Don't worry.
Disgusting. I have paper towels here if you'd like to flem it to one.
The other night, I thought I had a cold for like 20 minutes, 40 minutes, something like that. And I was, first I thought, I feel a cold coming on. And then I was like, is this breakthrough COVID? I don't know what that feels like.
You always got to think it is.
And then you remembered you smoked for 30 years.
30? Come on.
40?
20.
Oh, okay. Well, no, why'd you go up? I don't know. I don't know when you started.
10. I started when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I thought I had COVID the other day, but it was because I had been screaming all day.
Oh.
In the movie?
Oh, thank God. Okay. At Holly.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
God fucking damn it.
You said something very sweet on a text thread.
What did I say?
You said that you...
I love you, Paul.
That was private.
I'm in love with you.
You're exposing me.
That's very sweet. When a friend says, I'm in love with you.
I love it when a friend says that.
That's sweet, but it's a problem. You said that you miss Holly when she's asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Why are you guys texting without me?
That being said, I am speaking to a sleep consultant next week to try to get her to sleep through the night, because everyone I know, their baby sleeps 12 hours, and this is not how we're operating.
I feel like that's rare.
They're all doing it.
Are they lying?
Know. No, I think they've done the sleep training thing a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
But I was kind of avoiding this because I didn't know how I felt about it. But now I feel pretty good about it.
What is the sleep training thing?
Basically, we hired somebody that my friend used for this, who she talks to you on the phone every day and kind of says, like, do this, try this, blah, 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 and then until it all works. And there's also books for this and stuff. And I started reading the books and I was like, it's too many words.
I'm going to sleep now.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Make Holly read the book.
Well, what it was I was going to do it from the book, but then I thought, I feel like it's so specific to each baby, like what we're doing throughout the day, how I'm doing this. I would like to talk to somebody so they could say, oh, stop doing that thing or whatever.
Why don't you buy one that is addressed to Holly?
That's better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she exercise? Is she on the Peloton or anything?
She, you know what? And I was going to buy a used Peloton and they sold it to somebody else. I was so fucking pissed.
Do you want to buy mine used
for
new price and I'll buy a new one?
So wait, are you saying that the way I styled my hair before you didn't like it?
No, I'm saying it looks really nice. It just looks really nice.
No, I don't know. I'm struck by it.
Yeah,
I don't know what
I'm
it
struck
is.
Too. I'm in love with you. but anyways, this woman will just basically, what you have to do is like, it's a whole thing. I mean, I don't know what her exact rules are, but from other friends I've heard, like, you put them in, then they cry. Then you go and say a script, and then you leave, and then you come back and say the script.
You have to say something?
Like, you're kind of
a script?
Like saying you're the same two sentences.
Do you have to memorize your lines?
Yeah.
You got to be off book.
Eventually, I've kind of started doing it a little bit, and it's kind of working sometimes, but she doesn't really nap much, so... Anyway, I won't bore.
Nap much.
She naps like 30 minutes at a time. And what I hear is they could be going like a couple hours at a time, just a couple times a day.
Yeah.
I usually have her going down every hour or two for 30
just
minutes.
Nodding. I thought babies love naps. This is what they live for.
This is why you hire a sleep consultant, because it's not working out.
Dang.
She
I'm
does
sorry.
Want to sleep. She just like gets upset when I leave, and then it's a whole thing.
Right.
So,
she misses you when she's asleep too.
Yeah, it's kind of goes both ways. It's very sweet.
Paul, tell us about this woman.
Yeah, Heather.
This was Lori.
You saw her on the street.
Oh wait, where did I get Heather?
Saw her on the street.
Oh, Heather's my first roommate.
Jeez.
Do you think they know each other?
Is your brain broken today?
So I saw her.
I am so tired. I have to say, I am very tired.
Oh, because of the Holly situation.
I've been up since 5:30, and then I tried to sleep when she was sleeping, and it only lasted 30 minutes each time, and I couldn't.
Wait a minute. I think I'm on the same sleep schedule as you.
Are you? Do you have like a?
I'm having sympathetic sleep schedule.
Wow.
Without even realizing,
you're sleeping synced up.
Our sleep, even though we live in different places.
5:30.
I wake up and fall asleep whenever you do.
Okay, so you're getting poor sleep.
Let's simplify this. Just whenever you're awake, I'm awake. Whenever you're asleep, I'm asleep.
With my Fitbit, I get zero steps, but I do know that I sleep very poorly. So I'm getting a lot of information from
this. I do know that I sleep very poorly. Yeah. I stayed up too late and woke up too early.
That's
simple.
It's bad.
It's bad.
It feels
I did
bad.
That too, but I was able to get back. As the Beatles once said.
Oh, get back to where it. You once belonged.
What are you
That's
doing?
Beautiful.
Lauren put her hands
Lauren
up as if she was being
like,
robbed.
Get a load of this.
Get back.
Get back to where you once belonged.
Have you watched that documentary? I haven't.
All of it. Loved it.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Loved it.
Great. I'll check it out.
Absolutely loved it.
I'll get around to that when I'm done watching Dexter.
That's when I realized I was the monster.
I love Dexter.
Maybe I'm not the monster after all.
So you met this woman.
I saw her walking up the street.
Roommate roundup is taking for fucking ever.
I saw her walking up the street.
Maybe we just do one on this episode.
I think so.
I was very struck by her. I thought, it was, what an attractive young woman. She turns into the store.
And you've never done that before?
Yeah, it was my first time. That was my sexual awakening.
Wow, a woman.
17 years old. Puberty
but
did
so
not
happen.
But
you walked right up to her
happen.
And you said... Will you let me move in with you?
Yeah. I said, I'm looking
I'll
for
bring
a
the hats. You bring
I'm
the wind-up toys.
Yeah. Can
Let's
I?
Let's make lots of money. So she walked into the store.
Wait,
and I
what
walked
is that
in.
The theme song to? Shark Tank?
Is it? Probably.
Is it?
I don't watch Shark
it's
Tank.
A Pet Shop
no,
Boy
no.
Song.
It was from Beauty and the Geek. You got the looks. I got the brains. Let's make lots of money.
Dong,
and it was
dong,
a reality
dong,
show.
Dong.
Don't care. But they don't.
That Nate Dern was on, who was the.
I do remember.
I remember that show, but what?
Reality
how did they make
nerds
money?
Nerds date hot.
I know.
And then what? They fuck. And if they.
And they get
win,
paid?
Well, I guess if you stayed a couple, you got money or some bullshit. Or they do challenges and all sorts of stuff.
Right. Was, how many was. Actually stayed together, though?
None of
all
course.
Of them. Oh.
Hots don't date really nerds.
Hots with nerds? It's unbelievable.
It's star-crossed lovers.
That's, why, that's any why it's good TV, man.
Were
oh
any
my
of
God.
The nerds like, I just didn't like the hots.
Of course. You know, that's of course that's true, because sometimes hot people are so stupid and fucking annoying.
I know, but you overlook that because you want to have sex with them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I do?
But did Mr. E participate in this show?
Who is
the pickup artist? Or was that a different show?
Mystery.
Was that
Mystery. Yeah. Oh, that was
but
a different
really,
one.
You really pronounced it very...
Mr.
That's,
E.
I've never heard it said aloud. I'm just responding to how it's written.
Mr. E had a big hat, and he told me... To wear a big hat
He
too.
Was peacocking, and he said, you must peacock.
No, that was...
Peacock!
I forget what show that was. So you went up to
that
this
That was
woman.
The game.
The game.
The game! Yeah. Yes, based on the book.
Mm-hmm. Based on the book, Precious.
So I... I haven't heard
By
that such a long... Based on the book, Precious.
Precious. It's Push.
Push. Remember hearing that?
Based on the novel Push by Sapphire, but I liked based on the book Precious.
Based on the book, Precious, which is based on the novel Sapphire.
It's the photo novel.
Push.
Push.
I was with my friend John.
Oh my God, I love
we
that.
We were in the process of dropping out of
time.
College. You want to say it all the time?
Where were you? How are you in the process of dropping out? Were you like going?
We
to
were
the...
like we were going to fewer and fewer classes and just hanging out together and not going.
Can
to
you
class.
Stop jangling that?
I'm sorry. It's a very attractive piece. It's a wishbone bottle
you
opener.
You love that. You know
and
what?
I do love it.
I'm gonna try to think about where I
and
got
I
that.
And I apologize. I am
I'm gonna
making
take
noise.
It away from you.
Boop. So
oh my God. Boop.
Then did you?
No,
never mind.
I didn't hear it either.
Never mind.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
So my friend John and I were walking down the street, and I said, let's go in the store.
Let's go into this store.
Hey,
it's got such a funny name.
I'd like to see what's going on in here.
I didn't even know what the store was at that point, because we were still walking towards it.
Sure. Oh, meaning you didn't know what the sign said?
Didn't know what the sign said.
So you just saw a store and you thought you'd go in it?
I saw a pretty lady and I did know
oh,
what to say.
Oh, I
Let's
see.
Let's go in that store. She just
oh, okay,
to.
So you were like, hey, what if we went into this store?
Exactly. Playing it real good.
Right.
I totally would do that.
And so I walked in and she was
when
behind.
When I was little.
She was.
I mean 19.
You'd walk into stores?
No, but I'd be like.
When I was little.
I'm gonna pretend,
like 19 years old.
I'm going to pretend I'm doing something.
So right. She yeah. was behind like a big wound up. Jack in the Box?
No,
or?
She's behind the counter of the
oh,
store.
Oh, okay.
And I started talking to her.
What if you saw her and then you went into that store and then she's nowhere to be found and then you wound up the Jack in the Box and she popped out and was like, ha-ha!
Yeah, what if that?
Huh.
I saw you looking at me!
What would I
then
do?
Then would you still want to have
done?
Sex in the shirt with her? Or not?
We would have shirted.
He always needs the shirt.
So I started talking to her.
He can't come without the shirt.
In the process of talking to her, I broke a toy that was on the counter.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
My neck started to get stiff, so I am popping it.
You're punching the air.
Yeah.
Ow.
This guy's nuts.
I'm crazy. I'm
He's
fighting the wind.
He's out of his mind.
He's like Don Quixote. Tilting at windmills.
We read that in Spanish class, which I feel like is
si.
Challenging.
Si.
I can't imagine
Miguel
having
Cervantes.
To read a book in Spanish.
Sancho Panza.
It was hard.
Huh?
En español.
Yeah.
What's windmill in Spanish?
You think I know?
It came up so many times in the book.
I know. It did. He's always going to that windmill.
He's always going inside him and being like, check out this... The square footage in this thing.
I can power my
He's
TV
like,
with this.
If I was on The Bachelorette, I'd fucking hear.
That's
recap.
The one thing that you can think of when you think of windmills.
That's all I know.
Do they come up a lot on...
No, there's just a famous couple who fucked four times in one windmill.
And the dad,
four times in one windmill?
And the guy's dad was like, yeah, that's my boy.
He was like, yeah, son.
That's so nasty to care about your kid.
John Kerry reporting for duty.
Oh, my God. And how'd you convince old Linda to be your wife?
You are really lost.
So while I was talking to her, I broke this toy that was on the counter. And she
broke the toilet. I was yelling
through the bathroom.
I shit so hard. I broke the toilet.
I said, can I use your bathroom? It's an emergency. I started talking through the bathroom door.
Part of your plan was to blow off the fucking toilet in the wind-up store.
She liked how straightforward I was.
The store is 4 inches long.
This guy's got swagger.
There's one toilet. It's one of those toilets you have to hold down for a real long time, and you don't know that the first time you flush it.
Oh, no.
So then nothing goes down, and then you have to wait for it to refill.
That's not, like, I don't want to talk about this. Come on.
Don't you hate that?
So
when you're somewhere and it's like, doesn't
right.
flush?
Yeah,
anyway.
I hate it. So,
oh, God, that's funny.
I broke this toy. She was making
we
fun
allowed
of me.
To give reviews to our own bits.
People don't talk about that enough.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it enough. Like, there's a certain amount of discourse about it that you think is not as much as there should be.
Nobody's articulating what happens when you flush an old toilet, it sort of pulls one piece of toilet paper down, but not your shit, and then
you don't think
you wait to flush again, but you're waiting
stand-up
so
comedian
long.
In front of a fucking
how
brick
facade
somewhere.
How about me? I'm going to do stand-up now.
This is your first five.
And you're waiting for it to go down, and then everyone's banging on the door, and then
all you're saying is what happened.
Is this someone's house?
Like a stand-up would maybe like have a metaphor.
I'm getting to
it. This is the setup.
Okay.
It's just like when oh God.
Oh no. All right, I want to hear the rest of the story.
I would actually like to see this stand-up set.
No, forget it. I don't got nothing. Why did I say I would do this?
So I broke this item on the counter. She made fun of me in a very funny way.
It's hot.
It was very hot.
Hey, you piece of shit.
It was very hot. Yeah, it was just that funny. Hey, you piece of shit.
That's hilarious.
So I went back in there again, I think, a few days later or a week later, something like that. And I asked her out on a date.
Wow.
What'd she say?
She said yes.
And where did you go on the date?
How'd you move in together?
We went to, okay, what order should I?
Do mine first.
What was your question again?
Where'd you go?
I can't remember the name of the place. It was someplace on South Street where we both were.
And it didn't have a funny name?
No, not.
Yeah, you didn't go eat it like, two in the pan is worth one in the cup or something.
What do they serve there?
Only pan.
Two in the pan is worth one in the cup.
Why did I agree to this? God, I'm so terrible at stand-up.
Oh my God. Do I still get my $10?
You wish.
Why did my friends make me?
Right,
it was a restaurant?
It was a restaurant. We ate on a patio.
Was it called Marie Callender's?
No, if only.
Cafe Cordial?
Oh my God, there she goes. She shuffled off this mortal coil after a Marie Callender's.
Last day that we ever saw Lord.
I just was about to spit my water out.
Why didn't you? It's your house.
Because I don't want to in my own house. I'd do it in yours.
Fuck. Boop. So.
Did Scott just say boop?
Scott, did you just say boop?
Let me check. No.
Ew.
Ew. What?
What was that?
I was like testing my mouth out to see if I said it.
Let me check.
Nope.
Let me check. Did I say that?
So what'd you eat on the first date?
Shit.
Well, were you thinking, I don't want to shit later. I'm going to eat just this one thing?
Yeah. I had a salad.
So
I don't remember what we ate. This is a million years ago.
My parents remember what they ate on their first date.
What else do they have to remember?
But he also didn't marry her.
That's true.
Wait, you only remember if you marry someone?
Yeah. The first time Jenny and I had dinner.
I
can tell you exactly what we had.
Well, because it became important because you're like,
I do know where we where Kulap and I ate.
Where'd you eat?
Sushi and Tap. restaurant where the sushi waiters tap dance for you.
No, I was going to say that as a joke. Is that the truth?
That is the truth.
No.
That's really stupid.
And how long have they been closed?
They've been closed a long time. But
since that night?
It's a sushi place.
They tapped out the door.
We still go into
jumped
it
jumped into
the
ocean
time.
Like fish.
I like it. All the way at the PCH.
Well, we still go in there all the time because it's right next to the comic book store.
What is it now?
It's Rockin' Sushi.
So it remained a sushi place.
I think that Mike and I ate at a burger place in Silver Lake that's now closed.
Jenny Rockets?
Called Ace or something.
Ace DJ, the band?
It was good.
It was good. So
this is only my first roommate, by the way.
So this is your roommate?
This isn't good. I have like 10. This is going to take forever.
We counted romantic relationships. That was the first time I lived with a stranger.
How long?
That must have been exciting, though, to move out of your parents' house and then suddenly you're living with some old broad.
Well, first, she had a roommate who we did not like each other.
Oh. So that was your... That could have been your first roommate.
Always rough.
Well, I stayed over her place more and more. And then the roommate was annoyed.
Who's that?
But we're technically talking roommates, which means you had two people be your first roommate.
I don't think so. Because I didn't live there. We eventually moved in together into a new place.
When her roommate was out. Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. So that person does not count as a roommate. Oh, no. My God. That was a close one.
That would have been scary.
But she was the kind of person where...
Was she making it very clear, like, get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, pretty much. One time she and I were alone in the apartment and I was washing the dishes because I was very paranoid about being there alone and just like hanging out or whatever.
Right. Nice. Like watching TV
or
whatever.
Why didn't you leave?
Yeah. With my undershirt.
So you were like,
beer.
So you're doing chores.
You were just hanging out.
I was just hanging out. Either she had given me a key and so either I was waiting for her or she had just left.
Gotta say, if I was the roommate, I'd hate this too.
Yeah, I don't
know. Of course.
Just some guy. Like,
yeah, some rando.
It's me though.
I know, but still not good.
No, she did not like me and that made me not like her.
Yeah.
Which seems fair.
Yeah,
and
that is fair.
So I'm washing the dishes. She goes, look, I don't like you and you don't like me.
I've ever had that convo with anyone.
I'm thinking like, why is it? Then why are we talking about it? Like, what is the...
What was her solution?
It boiled down to like, let's just be polite to each other. It's like, I thought that's what we were up to right now
before you opened your
Maybe she was just hating the tension so much of the situation that she was like, let's just acknowledge that it's bad. And that way we can all just...
I would respect it more if she was like, look, I don't like you. You don't like me. So let's fix this. Let's hug.
That wouldn't fix it.
That would have been nice.
You know, wouldn't fix
let's
it.
Hug, let's drop it
what
all.
What if she pulled out the big shirt?
Oh.
Well, you'd have to go in.
I'd have to.
It's just what it is.
That's how you trap me, by the way, if people don't know.
Yeah.
So she fell by the wayside. Did she stay at that place and your girlfriend moved in with you?
I think she moved out first and then my girlfriend and I got a different place.
Okay. And how long were you roommates? This will be the last piece of information we need.
We were roommates for 1 year.
Calendar year.
Then you broke up on your anniversary.
Yeah, on our anniversary. I said, surprise.
All right. Well, that's a great first roommate.
Did you get to your anniversary? Did you celebrate it and then break up?
I don't remember.
Well, your anniversary would have been the anniversary of you living together, not your anniversary of...
Right, yes, we lived together for a year. So that means they would have celebrated an anniversary and then gone, this isn't working.
Actually, you know what? We did not live together. We were together for about a year, and we lived together for a little less than a year.
Okay, this is different. So you were together for about a year, meaning you broke up before the anniversary, meaning you didn't want to buy her an anniversary gift, and so you broke up with her.
Scott? You've figured me out.
Wow.
Famous cheapskate.
You're petty and you're small.
You're a spendthrift.
I'm thrifty.
Yeah. You got to start a new relationship. It's cheaper.
Yeah. And I did many times.
Yeah.
That was the apartment where I famously... We had like a loft bedroom.
Oh yeah, you're famous for this.
This is a loft bedroom.
Yeah, I saw your Netflix special about this.
Yes. This is... and so I'll just do the special verbatim right now.
Okay, great.
There was a light switch for the upstairs bedroom and there was a light switch for the downstairs hallway. And so I was going to turn them off and on simultaneously.
Because you were scared of the dark.
Terrified.
Yeah.
And that has not changed.
Yeah.
Please don't turn the lights out anymore.
Yeah. How often do you run up or downstairs in your...
Alone or in pairs?
Like, do you get scared at your house and like run around a corner or something?
What? Lauren, go to sleep.
why don't you take a little nap?
Take a little nap.
we can carry a segment. And
no, like
a nap.
When I was little, I would get scared of the basement. And so I'd like run up the stairs because like things were definitely going to grab my ankles as I was running.
I know that feeling.
Every once in a while at my own home, I will have a moment of, ooh, of just being like, what if there was a ghost? And then I'm like, no,
Lauren,
not.
Did you say boop?
No.
She said, ooh. I heard her say ooh.
I think I said ooh. Yeah.
So wait, so you turned these lights on and off?
I touched both switches at the same time.
Yeah.
And completed the circuit between them.
Oh, no.
What? Was it like really old?
Were you?
And I was like frozen there and I was like, ugh.
You were electrocuted like a cartoon. Yes.
Wait.
You can see my skeleton.
Why did this happen?
Because I was touching these two switches at the same time. And
which
so I was
nowadays you
them.
Could probably still. You
I think
do
probably
that.
You could do it. Yeah,
but back then,
yeah,
they didn't. Mm. They hadn't figured out light switches yet.
I mean, technically, I don't know. I could not tell you the exact physics of that or whatever.
Right? Yeah,
but can't.
I won't.
Okay.
You have to earn it, Lauren.
Please, will you? Please.
No, I'm saving that for Freedom's anniversary.
Yeah.
And remember what we first ate.
What did we first eat on their first show?
Well, we have a record of it. So
oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's
we've
true.
We've written and we down do talk about, we've eaten since then.
Yeah, that's right. That's the record. The written record.
Well,
we submitted to the Library of Congress.
That was a great first roommate.
Thanks, guys.
But we have to take a break, and then we'll get to Lauren and I's first roommate.
Oh, my God.
This is an exciting segment.
This is a roommate special.
Roommate roundup, and I hope they're not listening.
Oh.
I hope they are.
Okay.
Are you still in touch with her?
I'm not. She came to a show of mine in Philly a handful of years, like 2007, 2006, something like that. She and her husband came. I was blown away. I hadn't seen her in
so
forever.
She didn't tell you she was coming?
I
no,
want
she didn't.
To
was she out there in the front
more.
Row kind of like sexing it up?
And... yeah, of course.
She's like, remember these?
Ma'am, you're being very just... I was doing a signing after the show, like merch signing.
Oh, and she came up to
she
you.
She was like, send my tits.
She came up...
signed this one tit
I signed
of mine.
I signed her tits first and then I saw her face.
It's my not tits
as squalid
are up here.
As you make it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We're back.
Whoa, we're back.
And now it's time for more of Roommate Roundup.
Okay, well, my
should it be
first...
Roommate something else?
Should there be a song?
I thought it was...
There should definitely be a song.
I thought it was inspired by Restaurant Roundup. So.
Well,
I
know, but I think recap.
Reality Recap, Roommate Restaurant Roundup.
Roommate reminiscence review.
Do we want to burn review?
I don't
on
like
roommate?
Review. Yeah,
because we're not reviewing them.
No.
Roommate
reminiscence.
Reminiscence, and then it goes like this: roommate reminiscence, roommate reminiscence, roommate reminiscence. Ruminate on that.
Wonderful,
beautiful,
mm-hmm. I like it.
Wonderful.
My first was roommate wonderful. Was at college. Now I lived in the dorms for 1 year.
This is before you were a babysitter.
No, I've been a babysitter since I was 12.
Oh, okay, before you were a movie star.
Yes, this Got is when it. I was in college. When I was a college student babysitter. But
get
I'm...
to the part where you break the toilet.
So day one.
Well, okay,
minute
so
one.
I moved into the dorm. At DePaul University.
Dormitory.
And I lived in University Hall, if anyone cares.
Isn't it funny that you later would have a great friend who's DePaul?
You demand. And I was randomly assigned a roommate. Mm. And this is this person.
Could you request one if you knew people
yes,
beforehand?
And I had a guy friend who was a close friend at the time who went to the same school, but I don't think I had
and
any female friends
oh.
that I could have lived with. But I remember thinking about other people I knew who did that at different schools. Like, they're not going to branch out. Like, I had this idea that it was good to live with a stranger.
Yeah.
However, looking back, I think that would have been really cool to live with a friend and have a great time.
Yeah.
And just know who they are and not.
Although the other side of that is it could have maybe damaged the friendship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah. You don't
we'll
know.
See when I it didn't... gets to my roommate.
Oh, okay.
Fudge.
My first one. So then her name was Heather and she was a nice girl from, where was she from? I want to say.
Hats in the Belfry.
Minnesota.
Hats in Minnesota. The Belfry and the silver spoon.
Little boy blue with a man on the moon.
Man on the moon. Neil Armstrong?
Yeah. Buzz Aldrin?
We lived in a very small room. It was smaller than the room we're in now, definitely. Probably half the size. Maybe not half.
Oh, no.
It was really small.
Three quarter.
I had a loft bed with my desk under it, and she had her bed with the desk next to it. And
could you pick or?
Pick what? Loft? I paid to have a loft bed, actually, because I wanted to maximize my space.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I could have a chair.
So it was extra.
It's nice to have a chair.
And I had a little mini fridge.
Did you share the mini fridge, or was that all for you?
We must have shared it.
God, I hope so.
I can't imagine that I would.
But that makes a mini fridge an even more mini fridge.
Yeah, it does. When you're sharing it, we had a microwave on top of it.
When you have a mini fridge?
And
do they call that a quarter?
It's a micro fridge.
Micro fridge.
Within the dorm, it was like a suite, but it's not really. It was just that two rooms were next to each other and they shared a bathroom. So everyone had like
everyone had to share a bathroom.
With two other people.
So four
other people, yeah.
So this is what
four girls nude in one bathroom?
We were never nude together. And I don't, you know, I am the first day I met the two other girls and we were getting along fine. And then they asked me if I was going to church. And I said, no. And then we never really talked again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Really? Was it a religious school? Or?
Well, DePaul is a Catholic school, but I don't subscribe. My mom went to DePaul. It was just like a...
Okay. So they thought everyone there was going to be religious. And then you come in and you're...
And I'm a heathen.
Right.
But I don't think...
But you became famous. So is it related? You know what I mean? Like the three of them aren't famous.
Yeah, I sold my soul.
Right.
Well, yes, because they live a godly life and Lauren lives here in the town of pedophiles and sin.
Right.
It's true. But they were all very nice, though, but we just didn't connect. And then Heather was my roommate and she was also very nice. But she had her best friend who she chose not to live with.
She chose not to live with her. Why? Did she say?
I don't remember why they didn't live together, but I knew they regretted it very quickly because they always hung out nonstop. And then it was like, I was just like in the room. You know, it's like you'd want me to not be there, of course.
Right.
And I was weird.
At a certain point, could you say like, we could just switch?
It never crossed my mind. You know, I didn't understand how anything worked. It was my first time doing anything.
What if you'd gone up to Heather's friend and said, look, you don't like me, and I don't like you.
I should have switched to be like roommates with whoever she lived with. That would have been way better. excuse me. But she was kind of like obsessed with going to like Cubs games and the DePaul basketball games.
Oh, all the Chicago shit.
And I
deep dish.
Didn't care about any of that. And I was doing my improv life with my older friends, you know, all my 27-year-old male friends who were weird.
who wanted to date 18-year-old girls.
Yes. Totally weird and, you know, great. But
they're telling you how cool you are.
You're actually really good.
I was.
No, do you think that if...
Yeah, I would never know you were 18. Like, you're very emotional.
You're like an old soul.
It's so disgusting. But anyways, it was one of those things where we just never really bonded. And there was one night where we got a note on our door and people were giving out awards. Like someone just made them up and it was like cleanest room or something.
Okay.
And we got that.
Oh, you guys got cleanest room. Oh, that's nice.
I was braced for the worst.
Yeah.
No, but I was really stoned. And
biggest
I came,
dumb shit.
I came home. I was really stoned. And she didn't know that.
It's a two-way
tie. Stoned.
Most stoned.
She didn't know. And I was like, I was extremely stoned. And we got this note put on the door. And then I opened the door and we saw it. And I couldn't stop laughing because I thought it was like the funniest thing ever.
For cleanest room?
Yeah. Because I was like, what the hell?
Did you know this was happening?
No. And it was like a random note on the door that said, you win cleanest room.
Okay.
It's like really funny.
All right. I would like a note like that on my door.
And you say so, note.
And she and I, but then she started laughing and we both couldn't stop. That was like a one positive memory I have of the time. We both were just laughing really hard at how weird it was.
God, that's the, I can't remember the last time
I know
that that's happened. That's the absolute best thing in the world.
Yeah.
That you've gotten a note?
Yeah.
When you can't stop laughing, it's the
when
best.
When you and someone else cannot stop laughing and you just keep like reigniting it.
It is the best.
It's the best.
And she came to see an improv show with her friend. And they're both like...
supportive.
They're both like cool or like, you know, trying to be hot, like going to the bars. Like they lived that lifestyle. It's very different.
Yeah, yeah. It was where they would do their makeup for like an hour and a half before going out. Yeah.
And get wasted.
And you would only do it for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, but they would get like fucking hammered from my memory. Okay. And, and I would get very stoned and go do my own thing. Now that was a different life. But... She would being around people who are really drunk is really different, you know. And I never really cared for drinking that much, and they would just get wasted. Don't yawn. And
I didn't.
And what was I going to say? Oh, they came to my improv show. And then I was like, I solidified my status as a weird person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did they yell at Dildo Factory at any point?
I don't think they did, but I think it was then they just saw my life a little more and it was too much.
But now I wonder if they see you in huge movies and go like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, she actually, I Googled her like a couple years ago and she was married and lives, she was in the news because her
murdering someone.
Her wedding happened. Her wedding happened like during a tornado or something, like a weather event.
She got dirtiest room.
And what, they still what, got what married and it was grace. A torrential downpour. Oh, wow. It was like a news story because it was interesting.
This wedding was ruined.
But also interesting.
And she lives in LA.
And what?
Wow. Yeah.
You guys should get together. You should be roommates now.
Have
that
a
seems like a good idea.
Full circle. Yes.
Yeah, she was perfectly nice. We just never spoke again after we moved out.
You should be roommates.
Don't look in your eye. Like, is this a good idea?
What if though?
You guys
hold on. Hold on.
We're joking about butt.
No, because
I think this is not a bad idea for a television show.
You put a loft bed over
you
your bed.
You put a celebrity. You make them live with their first roommate.
How is that a good
for
idea?
For a week.
For a week.
That's a horrid idea.
I think it's not for a week. I think it's for you don't know how long it's going to be.
It turns out it's a week, but so, they think it could be 3 years.
They have no idea.
The amount changes based on how you perform in the games that you don't realize you're playing.
Okay, so you can get out of there earlier if you do everything right, but you don't even know. This is a good idea for a show.
This is a really good idea.
This is a good idea for a show.
Do you think? Okay, so.
Oh, wait, we didn't flip this. So it's been 5 minutes plus. it was empty for like an hour.
Okay,
and
good.
Then,
all right,
and then,
another 5 minutes. Here we go.
I've been watching the Real World reunion.
Oh, I watched that.
Okay.
I didn't finish it. What was that on? What
the
network?
The New York one?
Paramount Plus or
Paramount Plus. Yeah. But yeah.
Are they reunioning MTV. All of them?
It's the first ever people.
No, they're doing every season.
Oh, they are?
So
I just started the first one.
I just started watching the second season with
which
the
was
LA
what?
Cast.
LA? I don't really remember that.
And
one.
It's making me depressed because aww. It's making me realize that human
how
beings
old you are.
Essentially oh. don't change.
Well, the first one, I thought that was kind of a nice takeaway, almost. Like how some of them were still how they were. There was something kind of nice about that.
Well, what's nice about it with the first season is that their spirit hasn't been broken by the world or whatever like
yeah.
that. It's like, oh, wow, they're still fun nice. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But everyone in the second season, they always fought and they kicked out people and all
oh.
that. And they're exactly the same and having the
well,
same arguments. And it's like,
I don't think you can go by that though. I think people can change if they want to change.
But don't you think if you saw someone that you yelled at 20 years ago, you'd still want to yell at them?
Oh yeah.
You know, like I
know,
feel like there's people
so.
That I didn't get along with, like that. I'm like, I don't think I'd still act the way I did, but I would still probably be like, well, I don't think I'm going to get along with them right now.
Right. I mean,
I'd be nice, but I'm saying it's like,
yeah, you wouldn't be looking to strike
up
a friendship with them.
Mean to me.
This is
I'm
the
like,
thing, though.
Yeah.
I would think that if we did this show together, which we should,
this show that we're doing.
No, the show.
Freedom?
The show where we the show where we live with our
okay,
first.
So,
oh wait, we're doing it.
Yes, we're all doing it. We're the pilot.
I thought it was other people.
We're not producing.
Wait, who's
we're,
your first roommate? We have to get to this because
we don't have
time.
What I'm trying to say is
we've barely spent time on yours, Lauren.
I know.
What I'm trying to say is that I think the stakes would be lower because when you live with someone when you're 18 or 20 or whatever, it's like everything is so important and like what's and
yeah.
it feels like the stakes would be lower. But then I watch the Real World thing and everyone is fighting immediately. And so it's like this,
but
being
on
TV, the stakes
are
high.
But they were on TV and it was yeah. like they were on TV together and they had a lot of their life. You
also,
know,
these
went
people
certain
are
ways because they were
insane.
On that show yeah. together.
Yeah,
exactly. They were put on TV at a
who
young age.
Who was your
age.
First roommate?
But there's my first was I was 20 years old. I went up to theater school. And it was my friend Brian. We were friends in college. We'd been friends for 2 years at that point at Cypress College in the theater department.
Mm-hmm.
And he got accepted into the theater program and they really wanted me to go. And I just sort of let it slide and was like, yeah, I don't know. And then I forget what changed.
Now, what were you thinking you were going to do at that point?
I don't
if
know.
Not theater.
No, I knew I was going to do theater, but I didn't know if I wanted to go up to the school.
Go up there, to the school in the sky.
Yeah, to the great big school in the sky.
The gymnasium in the sky.
With the big rock wall. But
like a hobo song.
With a big rock wall and a big gymnasium.
And they all went down to the Ladybug Picnic.
But they... they accepted him, Lady and Bird's then
picnic class.
The fact that he was going kind of made me go like, oh, that would be cool. To go up there with him, we could be roommates. Okay, and then they called me and were like, "Hey, you know, they really, they thought they had a full class, but they really want you to come. And someone just dropped out, and they really would like you to be there." So I was like, "Okay, I'll go ahead and do
you
it."
You laughed at Ladybug's picnic.
So he and I decided to be roommates, and I remember my dad drove us up with all of our stuff in his red pickup truck, and I was in the cab.
Your comic books flying out the back.
No, Dr. Fate, number 30.
I was in the cab, and Brian was in the actual bed of the pickup truck on a 4-hour.
It
like,
didn't even have like one of those little shitty
seats. No, on the 101. This is 1990. Wow. I mean,
but why didn't he just drive in a separate car?
He didn't. I don't
or
think
like
he had one.
Didn't someone want to. Else could.
I don't think I had a car. I don't think he had a car. I don't.
But he sat for 4 hours in the truck bed.
Yeah, if you can believe it.
On
I mean,
just like the
and it was legal
bed.
Back then. Yeah, on yeah, just being in the back with all of his stuff, like
that
on
sounds,
the freeway.
That sounds on horrible. The
God damn.
So we got a 2-bedroom apartment,
and you shared one.
Huh?
We shared a bedroom. The other bedroom was just
was
for
our
fun.
Gym.
Yeah, well, our gym.
So the only bed I didn't. I think I didn't know at the time that you could buy just like a cheap bed or whatever like that. Mm. So the only bed I had was the bed that I was sleeping on at the time, which was a big sofa bed pullout, which is incredibly heavy. And and so
at least it's super comfortable.
Terrible. So and it wasn't comfortable, and so we put it in my room, and then.
And, like
and it was so big
it.
And wide when you put it out, it filled up the entire room. So I was like, so I just ended up sleeping on the couch in the living room.
You didn't just fold up your own thing into a couch and sleep on it?
No, I didn't. Plus, I think I was depressed because I was like,
oh, sure.
That was where everyone hated me.
It absolutely sounds depressing. Don't worry.
I was in the school where everyone hated me. He and I were
why
not getting along.
Why did hate you?
Because.
I mean, I see why. But.
Hey!
Everyone hated
the
you.
Teachers. I mean,
oh, even worse.
And so I think I was depressed, and my friend and I were fighting all the time, and so he ended up just going like fuck this and moving out, and that was my first roommate.
Wow,
we lasted 2 months
reality
together. I think like that.
Or wait, roommate, what is it?
Reminiscence. You remember the song?
Roommate, reminiscence. Roommate rem sneeze reminiscence. Roommate rem.
I did it because I wanted to, not because you told me to.
Ruminate on that.
I didn't say boo.
Something like that.
Ruminate on that.
But he's a great guy, and he's.
Did
he's
you become out. Friends again after?
Yes, and I think we don't you know keep in touch really, but I believe he's out there in Texas and
probably still alive.
Yeah. No, I
not sure.
I believe I was on a Zoom with all those people recently. I think he was on it.
Mentioning that, yeah.
I think he was on it, or maybe he wasn't, but I can't remember. But he's occasionally written me.
I believe in a thing called Zoom.
Listen, if you are on that Zoom, let us know.
If you're on that Zoom, please let us know. We have to take a break. This
not
has been
just
a
the
great
one guy. Anyone who was on that Zoom,
I want to know more about the Zoom for sure.
This has been a great roommate reminiscence.
I think so too.
I gotta say,
really good.
We're three great roommates.
If you had to live with her for a week, would you?
If I had to, would I?
Would you kill yourself?
You have no choice.
I would not kill myself. I'd try to make it work.
For a week.
I can't do this for a week.
What if you hated her so much? Oh, man.
I think Brian and I could live together for a week. It would be great.
So is that the question at the end of every roommate? Could you live with them again?
I like that. Yeah. Could you live with Heather again for a week?
I mean, sure, I could. She's just some girl. I don't know.
She lives out here in LA. You probably have a lot in common.
I'd be fine living in a shared space with her for a week, I'm sure.
As big as the place that you originally lived in?
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
That's it. Could you live again with those people?
Because I could, because it was a nice, big 2-bedroom apartment.
I would not be happy in the small space.
Okay.
I would not be happy. I don't want to share that space with anyone.
And you share the bathroom again with some other strangers.
That's bad.
With the same two girls. They only come to use
I'd
the bathroom.
I'd be really wanting to tie
from their own houses.
They're always in there when you want to get in.
I should look them up if I could figure out their names.
That would be the one thing that would be helpful.
I know the
doing
first
it.
Name of one of them. Oh, no. I have the first name of both.
Mary.
Julie and Sarah.
Put it into Google.
I'll figure this out.
Put in Julie and Sarah roommates.
Julie and Sarah, my old roommates, sort of. Julie and Sarah, I shared a bathroom with them.
Yep. All right.
I don't even remember ever like crossing paths. It's almost like we were able to utilize bathrooms separately and it never interrupted each other. I don't know if that's true. Hmm. But
all right. We'll go to a break and we'll figure this out. We'll be right back.
That was a great memory. Boop. Boop.
And we're back and it's time for a three-cher.
Oh boy, yes. Paul, a three-cher.
Scott, I know you love it. And Lauren, I know you love it too when you're not on your phone. But
I'm
what everyone
on the
loves.
Air.
What everyone loves.
But you were
loves,
on before you turned on the air
so?
Too.
But right then I was doing something to help you.
Three-chers, everyone loves them. We love them the most.
Could you email him some tissues, by the way?
Do you need a tissue really bad?
No, I can make it through the end of the episode, I guess. at my trough. And this time we're going to do a three-cher that we haven't done before, and everybody's going to have fun.
Oh my God, I want to have fun.
I'm excited.
For the first time in my life, I want to have fun.
I'm excited.
I want to beat someone.
This is submitted.
I'm excited.
This is submitted by Adam Pasulka. We can't talk over the names. Adam Pasulka.
Pasulka boop. Pasulka boop.
Now that time I heard somebody say Pasulka boop.
I swear I heard someone
nobody
say Pasulka boop.
Did Josh put that in a post?
All right. Nobody did that.
This is submitted by Adam Pasulka boop and it is called Wedding Planners. One player approaches the other two who are competing wedding planners. We're not going to approach each other. We're sitting here.
Approach though.
Big mistake.
Mentally.
Yeah, we're going to mentally approach each other. First player tells them both the theme of their wedding and the other two take turns pitching on theme ideas. Example, if it's a pirate themed wedding, the bride and groom have to walk the plank.
Great.
That's great.
All right.
And then the person picks which one they like, I guess. Oh, whatever. Okay, let's do it.
So we're like wedding planners.
No, they don't pick the one they like. We have to, the wedding planners have to take turns.
I just wonder why it said competing wedding planners if there's not going to be the result of a competition.
Well, for sure, someone question. Says, I pick you, game over.
Yeah. Game over, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be the customer.
Okay.
Wait.
I'll be the...
Should it just be a team of wedding planners? And then we pitch ideas rather than it being...
Okay, we could do that.
It doesn't need to be a competition. Three-chers don't need to be a competition.
Actually, that is one of the main rules of three-chers. They don't need to be a competition.
We would need someone to suggest a theme unless one of us just suggested a theme.
I think one of
we'll
us...
Come in, well,
will
one of us will run
theme.
In.
An approach.
An approach.
Okay.
So one of us will have to run around the block a couple of times to really...
A couple of times.
Just to be method about
to
it.
To work up a lather.
That sounds good.
All right. Who is the person getting married?
Scott.
And we're the wedding planners.
Okay.
But I thought you said we're all wedding planners.
No.
Not at the same time.
You just said...
No.
He said...
No.
So what's,
I said there's...
Oh, I see. It's a team up. I got it.
Yes, it's a team up. Okay, Marvel team up.
Okay,
oh, what if?
When
okay.
you said when
okay,
you said we should all
brave
be a team.
The bull.
Game okay. start, game start. Okay, Braven, our first client is here.
Thank you, Landry. Let's do it. Brave. Let's remember what we said in the mirror to each other.
We've got this. Okay, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Braven and Landry.
Hi, you must be Braven. No, I can't handicap
this
it.
This happens all the time. I'm Braven.
You're Braven.
And I'm Landry.
And that's Landry.
Okay.
And we want to make you the best wedding of your dreams, and all you need is a themes.
I need someone to get married to as well. Don't
well, you
I?
Don't have
oh,
that
so you're
yet?
Planning that far forward?
This yeah, I don't. Great. No, yeah, I don't have anyone to get married
so you're
to. But
single?
I picked the date.
What's right. the date?
It is August 2nd,
so you haven't really
2029.
Picked it. You haven't really okay. picked it?
Have you really
what
picked
did
it
I just
not?
Fucking say?
Okay, hey, can I tell you something?
Protect me!
This is... Ow! Just because I was going to protect Landry?
Yeah, you're standing in my way.
Listen, let's all take a step.
Let's all go
let's
to the
take
movies.
A major step back.
Let's all go to the movies.
I
let's
love
all
that song.
Go to the
okay.
movies. And that's the theme for your wedding.
It's not.
Oh, it's not?
But okay. I want it played at my wedding as my bride walks down the aisle.
Okay.
So
we can definitely do that. We'll download that from YouTube.
Okay.
We have
will YouTube still exist in 2029?
Oh, I can't imagine it would not.
It's not that long.
YouTube Red. So
okay, here's the
yes,
theme.
Yes, give us the theme. This is great. It helps us a lot.
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark.
I love a biblical.
We haven't done a biblical in such a long time.
Well, the first one we did was Virgin Mary.
Was the Virgin Mary getting married?
No, woman got knocked up, and
yeah,
she wanted to
pretending she didn't have sex with.
Yeah, she wanted to make it act like it was a
shotgun wedding. But anywho, so what's okay? So you want to do a theme of Nora's Ark?
Nora's Ark.
So it's Nora.
We're
going
to marry a girl named Nora. It's going to be Nora Ephron theme.
I like
plus
this.
The Ark. 2x2 of all the characters of Nora Ephron movies.
That's right.
2 Diane Keatons. 2 Alec Baldwins. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
So,
what movie is that you're talking about? I think that's a Nancy Myers.
It might be.
What's the diff? You're right.
Okay, sorry, but we're going to have to make sure that no Nancy Myers characters are in this wedding, or else I have to go to a different wedding planner.
None taken.
No. And I never will make that mistake again in this moment.
Here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
The wedding.
Nora Ephron.
Picture this. Nora Ephron is the officiant. Yes, we can make it happen.
Holograms.
Really? I thought she had... Okay. Like the Tupac?
Yes, it'll be Tupac Nora Ephron.
No, but actually, it's going to be more like when Kanye had Kim Kardashian's father in a hologram.
Oh, I would actually, yeah. I would prefer so that it was him.
Okay, we can do that.
Can he mention Peefees?
Sure.
Can you mention him a couple times?
As many Peefee mentions as possible.
Okay, good. Then I think you're going to be very happy. So
he kind of has to say that every sentence.
That's his new thing.
It's the way his mouth moves.
It's his new thing.
When he was alive, he never mentioned peefees, as far as I can remember. But now he's known for saying peefees.
Now he's known. It's his catchphrase. So the hologram.
Wasn't that thoughtful to have the dad say peefees?
The hologram of, yes, you're going to bring someone back to life from the dead, and this is what they're going to talk about. So the hologram of Robert Kardashian.
I love you, and it's okay if you peefee.
That's right. And the setting.
Or quote unquote, make peefees.
Mm-hmm. A big peefee.
Okay, so Robert Kardashian, what's the setting
because the setting behind him is levels of an old boat with troughs of hay on every level.
And every human eats out of the troughs.
Exactly. So
you basically push everyone's face into them and say, eat whatever's in there. Some of them have animal poop in them.
Okay.
Because animals don't know what they're doing.
Right. Okay.
A horse will back up to a trough and let a big shit drop in it.
So it's just kind of...
it'll turn around like, oh, I was going to eat that.
Does the wedding...
my little grains I was going to eat.
Does the wedding party get its own trough, or it's just luck of the draw if you get...
No, if you want the
feces
wedding
in the trough.
It's up to you. If you want the wedding party to get their own trough, they get a feces-free trough that no one will put your face into. And what's great about this is it goes from the wedding to the reception immediately.
You
just turn around. Well, because the troughs are right behind you.
Okay. And it's a boat. It's not that big.
Yes.
So
I mean, it's big enough to contain two of every animal.
Around.
Is it an actual boat? Are we having this on the water itself?
It's actually what it really is, if I'm going to be really honest with you. Because
please, can we just be totally honest from this point out? Because I feel like it's weird that I've come in here and you guys are lying about certain things.
No. One of us always tells the truth. One of us always lies. I'm the one who always lies. Landry always tells the truth.
I wish it was the
opposite. And I'm looking at you and I can't lie because I see your budget. I see your budget. It's very low.
You passed that piece of paper over to us and said, look at this.
It was a $100 bill.
Here's what's going to happen.
And then written underneath, it said, I'll give you half of this.
So we're going to get $50 to do it. So what's good? I'm going to call a lot of favors. I'm calling a lot of favors.
A lot of favors.
Oh, great.
So one of my favors is from someone I know who works in set deck. And he's going to make...
That's setting decoration.
He's going to make an arc, but it's flat. It's very Truman Show-esque. It's just a flat front of an arc. It's going to look 3D when you look through the windows of it. It's going to look like it continues on.
Okay.
It doesn't at all. So this isn't really even a boat. I'm going to have your family hanging on with handles behind each window to look like they're on the boat.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, relax, look like you're standing on something, but they're going to be hanging with their arms.
They don't like to be told relax. Is it possible
We don't have to say that. Frankie Says fans or not?
They're not Frankie Says fans at all.
Frankie,
unfortunately,
does not say relax.
Yeah. So they kind of have a thing about that.
Frankie Says relax, they'll get upset.
Yeah. They have a thing about that. So could you figure out something else for them to say?
Yeah, we want to have Frankie there.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was a problem they have when something said to them.
They're not saying it. I'm saying it to them because I want to need them to relax.
Landry is Frankie in this scenario.
Okay. No, they don't.
Landry says relax.
They don't like any words
and
with
I do
X's
have shirts
in them.
Oh, how about calm down?
Differently. RELACKS.
Perfect.
Okay, that's a good
great
compromise.
That works within your budget?
Okay, and then all I want to say about this wedding.
You sound like Tom Lennon, I got to say.
Who, me?
Yeah. You rich?
I do okay.
You get a big cake. Big cake.
How big is this cake? This is the big part, because for me, if I got a bit of a sweet tooth, if I don't leave this wedding satiated.
What's your wife's name? Nora.
Well, I have no idea at this point. Well, Nora. We'll call her Nora, though. But she can change it to Nora if that's important for the wedding.
I like this. I like this. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's very important.
The cake is going to be made of styrofoam. Now, you won't want to eat it, but the frosting will be real, so you can lick it.
Before I kick it?
Exactly. So here's the thing. It's a huge, huge styrofoam cake covered in real frosting. You make a big show of it. You and your
Are
lovely
you sure
bride,
you're
Nora.
Not Tom Lennon?
I'm not. I swear to God. I drove here in a Tesla, but it's an old one.
But were you wearing a brown uniform?
I would say it's taupe.
Why are you wearing those shorts?
It's summertime. Okay, so
it's not summertime.
It's summertime somewhere.
Maybe in Australia. Are you from Australia?
Well, that's where I'm from.
You're from Australia.
I guess that's true.
So you and your wife, Nora, make a big show of scooping up a big
piece of frosting. Why is Carrie Kenny next to you?
She's a friend.
And
we
why
went to college
is there
she's my first roommate.
Film crew filming you that says Comedy Central on the side?
That I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
So it's just a Quibi. So
actually, I should say something else now.
Formerly
right?
Quibi.
A Roku? Mm-hmm. Who knows anymore?
Yeah.
I checked all cash the same. Anyway, so
brought it up, now you sound more like it.
No, I can't. Come on. We're trying to help you. So you scoop a big handful of frosting off, you lick it, and you say, "This is for everyone," in just a few minutes. And then the styrofoam cake is wheeled away and everyone forgets about it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I love that.
This is good.
I love
how does
you.
It how does it
We're
end
a couple,
though?
You know.
Oh, you guys just like sexual or
well,
oh, wait,
no.
You hadn't been until
he's never said I love you and I've never said it back.
We've been friends for years.
But God,
and I think we
I'm
just
excited.
Took it to the next level.
I'm
congratulations.
Very excited.
Thank you.
I think we're
this should be your wedding.
Well, that's a good idea. This is too cheap though.
Oh, really? What's your wedding going to be?
Our budget?
Maybe I can pitch on that.
We've been planning it for years. We just never knew it was to each other.
Let me slide this piece of paper over here.
This is the same piece of paper I slid to you.
That's right. Get out of here.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
And we end that game with a little thing I call boop.
And you did say boop.
Just that time.
Okay, so the other ones were in
those weren't real.
Oh, boy.
Did we do it on time? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Josh said yeah. He didn't say anything.
Wow. I think we did it, guys.
I think we did it. That
was fun.
I think we did it. That was
fun.
Fantastic.
I don't know how we're going to do another one. Because
this is the last episode.
Of all time?
Yeah. You said you didn't think we could do another one. So
I
take you at your word.
I didn't mean to call it.
Do you
We've always said if any of us never wants to do this again, we'd stop immediately.
We
could use as vague wording as we like.
I'm out. All right, bye.
For this reason,
wait, guys, you got to hear our outros.
Yeah.
You got to hear
Follow
our outros.
Follow us on Freedom USA Instagram.
Do we have a new intern?
Follow us on interns.com.
Follow us on interns.com.
We may or may not have an intern by this point. I'm still interviewing people and it's not going well.
We do need, what time of the year is it as people are hearing this?
December.
What day is it?
We do need Christmas presents. The one as big as me.
So go get the Freedom on cbbworld.com. It's no ads.
And also Stitcher Premium.
Stitcher Premium, it's no ads. Here it's free. It's fine.
And the ads are fun.
I think it's December 16th.
Christmas is coming up.
The geese are getting, let's just say they're not skinny.
Oh, we don't say that anymore. We don't comment on geese's appearance anymore.
Oh, okay.
We just eat them.
But the geese are hot.
The geese are hot.
God, the geese their geese are good. Those geese breasts.
With two C's.
We might have a Christmas. We might have a Christmas intern to help us with that Christmas stuff.
I've interviewed a couple people who are kind of Christmassy, and I'm just not sure.
Okay, they're not Christmassy enough.
Or too Christmassy.
I need them to jingle all the way, and I just don't know if they.
Oh, they've jingled half the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of tests and interview steps. I can't get into it here because then the next people will be prepared.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to catch them unawares.
Well, check us out over there on Instagram, Freedom USA. Subscribe to this show. Listen to it wherever you can.
Rate and review.
Yeah.
And if you want to submit a threacher, write to us.
Go fuck yourself.
Well, first do that.
Yeah.
And write to us at gofuckyourself.com.
Go interns.com. freedomusa@gmail.com.
Yeah. We love America.
We love America. That's
love
the
America.
One thing. I don't know if we've talked about it in this episode enough, but we love America so much.
I think we've been downplaying it. I think we need to upplay it. We love America.
It's kind of out of fashion maybe to love America, but we fucking love it.
The loneliest number that you ever do.
Boop. Josh, did you say boop?